Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry
Miller. One area where regulation continues to stifle economic development is microbrewing. South Dakota statutes limit the ability of our homegrown craft breweries to grow and thrive.
That's South Dakota Governor Dennis Dugard highlighting the state's growing craft beer industry during last week's State of the State address. The governor went on to call for some changes in South Dakota beer and alcohol laws. Seth Cook of Woodlegs Brewing in Brookings.
That's cool. 2018, and we've got the governor and his staff and a lot of the legislators have started to talk about microbrewing. I guess we're now in the Woodlegs is, just sneaking in the fifth year here, and what we have become is almost old on the street. I guess it doesn't matter the time frame for how long we've been around. The time is now in 2018 to see if we can all work together and find some clever and intelligent and well-thought ways to improve our industry through some legislation.
The governor highlighted a couple of areas for possible change.
Current law caps microbreweries at 5,000 barrels per year. Compare that to Montana's cap of 60,000, Wyoming 50,000, North Dakota 25,000. Again, South Dakota 5,000. And in addition, South Dakota does not allow an in-state microbrewery to sell its product directly to a retailer. Montana, Wyoming, North Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa all allow that.
Governor Dugard says he's proposing bills that will make it easier for the state's breweries to compete with those in neighboring states. Seth says the state's officials are starting to take note of the impact that craft breweries are already having, and that it could be even more significant.
I think the governor's office and others have begun to see even the impact over the last couple of years that North Dakota, Wyoming, Minnesota, and Iowa, and Montana have been able to get from their breweries by updating and providing some legislation that's a bit more progressive for what the industry is.
More Beer on Tap with Perry Miller is on the way.
Buy me beer, boys. Buy me beer. Here it is, Saturday night. Baby, she's not here.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we discuss possible changes to South Dakota laws covering brewing. The governor highlighted the industry in his recent State of the State address and mentioned a couple of possible changes. Perhaps the most significant would allow microbreweries to distribute their own beer. Seth Cook at Woodlegs Brewing in Brookings says if the law were changed, they would not stop using a distributor, but it would make some things much easier.
Opportunities literally outside of our back door that don't make sense for the distributor, that don't make sense for the brewery, and they don't make sense for the retailer. Or I always use the example of Old Market. Old Market has been a great supporter of Woodlegs Brew, and they always have for a number of months, as long as it's available, has our beer on draft there as often as they can get it and as often as we can provide it. But what that is for I can literally see their restaurant from the front of my brewery. But in order for if they were to run out of a beer, that process, it requires me to sell to my distributor that drives it to Sioux Falls, puts it into their warehouse, engages their sales staff to come back up to sell it again through the liquor store to the retail establishment there. And for the stuff that I can see from my brewery, that doesn't make a lot of sense. That doesn't make a lot of sense to the distributor either.
Governor Dugard also proposes raising the limit on the amount of beer that a brewer can produce from the current 5,000 barrels to some 30,000 barrels, which is about three times more than is currently made in the entire state.
And honestly, that now I guess if this proceeds as he says, it's our charge to fill this. I think it's progressive. I think it's a good idea for the governor to look forward and say, this can happen. This isn't just crystal ball saying we want this to happen, but this can happen. We can look at a lot of areas within driving distance of our state, very short driving distance, where this has happened. And why can't we do that as well? Why do we pigeonhole ourselves? Why have we allowed to put a limit on our creativity, a limit on our growth for no good reason? Why have we put an obstruction there? And I think that's what the governor has recognized. He said, let's remove this obstruction. Let's remove this limitation.
There are other proposed changes that can also help wine and cider makers and craft distillers. Also today, let's find out what's happening at Wooden Legs in the coming days.
LAN party again on the 20th. Bring your PCs. Actually, we're going to have some Switches as well from Nintendo. So for those of you aren't familiar, the LAN party, it happens all day. We pile into the event space. We all network our computers together and we play video games. Oh, it's actually as much fun as that sounds. We have a lot of fun. We drink beer. We'll challenge each other. Saturday the 27th, We're doing a hockey bus again here. So you turn up at the pub. You can buy a ticket through us. The ticket gets you some food here. It gets you a beer at the game. Gets you a ticket to the game. So follow us on Facebook. But put it on your calendars that Saturday, the 27th of January.
Finally today, let's check in with Drew Eklund at Brookings Liquor Store. He says they have some local beers on tap for your growler fill.
We have a new brewery out of Sioux Falls, Remedy Brewing Company. And our first offering from them is called Queen Bee. It's an Imperial Honey Cream Ale, 1024 for a 64-ounce growler fill, made with locally sourced honey. Queen Bee does an outstanding job of balancing its sweetness with a crisp, clean mouthfeel and a touch of citrus hops. The next one on tap is from Bank. It's Hop Lab Orange, 1152 for the 64-ounce pour. This version of Hop Lab features Simcoe hops, which gives the beer a citrus flavor. There's also a stronger bitterness and earthiness to this one.
New packaged beers at the Brookings Liquor Store include Brow Brothers Rye Wine, Odell Settle Down Brown, and Sierra Nevada Hop Bullet. That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.